Leslie Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Search teams and emergency aid from around the world are pouring into Turkey and Syria as rescuers working in freezing temperatures dig through the remains of buildings flattened by a magnitude 7.8 earthquake and a series of smaller quakes later Tuesday. The death toll soared above 5,000 and is still expected to rise. At a meeting of the World Health Organization's senior officials Tuesday in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the agency has dispatched emergency supplies and activated a network of emergency medical teams to the region.
Numbers do not tell us about the perilous situation that many families now face, having lost everything, forced to sleep outside in the middle of winter. It's now a race against time.
Senior WHO Emergency Officer Adelaide Marshang said the earthquake has potentially exposed 23 million people, including around 5 million in vulnerable populations. In Ukraine, Russian shelling has sparked a hospital fire as Ukrainian officials brace for an expected large-scale assault later this month. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Local officials say Russian shelling has hit more civilian targets in Ukraine, most notably in the northeastern town of Volshansk. The state emergency service in the northeastern Kharkiv region says the shelling caused multiple fires, including at its two-story municipal hospital. Rescue crews evacuated 8 civilians from the site before putting out the blaze, which caused no casualties. Ukrainian authorities continue to report a Moscow troop build-up in eastern areas prior to an expected new offensive by Russia around the anniversary of its invasion. The anticipated push may seek to recapture territory lost in the recent Ukrainian counteroffensive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver his first State of the Union address since Republicans took control of the House of Representatives in Congress last month. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom produced this report.
The annual speech, which reached more than 38 million viewers last year, according to Nielsen, could deliver Biden his largest television audience of the year. It gives him a chance to shape public perceptions and to tout his accomplishments. A bipartisan infrastructure bill, progress on inflation, gun safety, and strong job growth. The speech gives Biden an opportunity to shore up support within his own Democratic Party, where some are concerned about his age. Biden turns 80 in November, and if reelected, would be 82 at the start of a second term. But the setting, in front of a joint session of Congress, doesn't necessarily play to Biden's strengths. Nathaniel Burkhead is a political science professor at Kansas State University.
Effective oratory is not critical to being an effective president. For the State of the Union address, I expect him to talk about the fact that while the economy is doing well, unemployment is at record lows, people are still dealing with inflation.
That's Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reporting. China's foreign ministry said Tuesday it will safeguard its interests regarding a balloon the United States shot down Saturday as the U.S. works to retrieve all the parts that landed in the water off the Carolina coast in the southeastern U.S. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
China's foreign ministry calls it a weather balloon and says the country will continue to safeguard its legitimate rights and interests. Washington says it's a spy balloon and has no intention of returning the debris.
Strike one. Blast one. That is a key kill.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken canceled his visit to China, says spokesperson Ned Price, to refocus.
Coordinating closely with our allies and partners, sharing information.
And he says
that they understand the brazen nature of this violation of our sovereignty.
Meanwhile, the Navy continues collecting debris from a 7-mile field off the Carolina coast. I'm Julie Walker.
Hong Kong's largest national security trial since the sweeping national security law was imposed by Beijing nearly 3 years ago is underway, with a cross-section of pro-democracy figures standing accused of conspiracy to commit subversion for holding pre-election primaries in July 2020 that Beijing did not condone. What is expected to be a 90-day trial began Monday in the West Kowloon Magistrates Court. The case will be heard without a jury. The vaguely worded security law went into effect in Hong Kong on June 30, 2020, following anti-government protests in 2019. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Jeff Custer in Washington. This is VOA News.